Sean is actually on the show to promote his new production called King, which is premiering on the 20th of February. So if you're tuning in from Melbourne, heading to Sydney for Mardi Gras, or if you're streaming this live from Sydney, you definitely do not want to miss this. Actually, I'll let you, Sean, tell the listeners a bit more about King and what they can expect from it.
Yeah, well, King feels for me that when the audience leave King, the notion of holding a mirror back at society and sort of just flickering it a bit, so it has the potential for people to enjoy the notion of theatre that they've seen with Ivo Dimchev, our incredible cocktail singer, and my phenomenal nine dancers, but also hopefully to think or feel differently. And if I can even achieve both, then I'll be very happy as well. My dancers are incredible. Most of them come from real hip-hop dance backgrounds. So a lot of them have ballet, yoga, and contemporary that we do.
Any voguing, a lot of them are street.
Oh, there's a few voguing, whackers a in there that can do all that. Absolutely. Awesome. And there's a lot of tutting, locking, popping. There's a whole crumps inspired.
Did you say
section.
Twerking, not twerking?
There's some twerking in there as well. You always get a bit of twerking. But what I really like about, and what's wonderful about that, is that all of these forms, we layer them and take them into a very different language than they've ever seen before. Like, I adore pop culture. I love it. I've always loved pop culture. And so with King, it's taking that pop culture and reinventing it in this new society, this new kingdom, on stage through the dance movements. And my dancers, because they've got all that street language, they're really fierce.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're very good for an opening night party.
I love the word fierce.
The opening night party is going to be fun.
Which is the 20th?
The 20th, February. So the Seymour Centre here, the Mardi Gras Central Hub, is going to be going off. It's going to be great.
Oh my God. You definitely do not want to miss this, guys. If you're tuning in from Sydney or Melbourne, you definitely want to be here 20th of February. That's the opening night.
Yes.
The opening night
of King.
Because a huge part of this production is playing with masculinity.
Yes.
Yeah, because you have an all-male. Is it an all-male cast?
Yes, there's 9 male dancers and Ivo is the male cocktail singer, even though he embodies a more sort of gender-neutral narrator in a way. Mm-hmm. And we had a little showing recently and a colleague of mine came and she said that she's in her 70s and I loved this. She said, "Sean, yes. Oh my gosh, it was wonderful. Oh my gosh, yes." And she said, "Ivo's voice was the caramel and the dancers were the salt."
I loved that.
It was like, because some of the brutality of and the heaviness of and intense physicality of the men underneath is, you know, they're the salt, and then Ivo's beautiful vocals are the soothing caramel that lure you into a false sense of security. I quite like that.
Oh my God, thank you.
Do you mind if I use that? And she said, "Yes, of course, darling." Yeah, so that was wonderful. So I just thought, oh, great, yes. Oh, yeah,
so basically what also described as a perfect blend of caramel and saltiness.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes,
I went down to Messina the other night and I had that white chocolate ice cream with salted caramel. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
And I thought of this lady.
And did it taste like your show?
It tasted like my show. Okay. So maybe we should, that can be our theme. Our theme, like, we before the show, you get sort of white chocolate and salted caramel ice creams.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That can be the ice cream that is linked to our show.
That's brilliant. That's fantastic. Is there a traditional career pathway that's usually the men of Majura?
You work on
pursue.
The farm.
Okay.
You don't go to university.
Definitely not dancing.
No. So, no, definitely. That's a big no-no. Yeah. However, my soccer coach did say, go out there and ballet some goals in. I think he was trying to make me feel not bad about being a ballet dancer as well as playing soccer. So he was trying to be encouraging. So that's something,
that's,
you know,
cute.
Good on him, you know, for being a bit supportive. But the... moving to Melbourne, my father, I felt a very strong pressure to get a proper degree first. So I actually, when we moved to Melbourne, to the suburbs, I was so far away from everything. I was really just a country boy. And my parents moved way into the suburbs of Melbourne, so there was no dance or ballet school really around, and I went to one. It just didn't have a community feel. It just felt like it's some weird drop-in centre. So I ended up giving it all up, and I actually went to Monash University and did a science degree.
Oh, my God. I did a science degree too. Anyway.
We've
got that in common.
Oh, wow. Brilliant. Yeah, because I was a science head. I was just like a real...
But that doesn't mean anything, though, these days.
No.
All right, guys. So make sure, you know, I'm just going to say this again. This is a fantastic show premiering on the 20th of February as part of Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Festival. And it will open at the Seymour Centre's Everest Theater again, 20th of February, and it's called King by Sean Parker and Ivo Dimshift.